Hey everybody, Alex here with a quick message before today's episode. So the guests for today will be all four members of the local band, The Late Nights, which include Andrew and James, who have been previous guests on the show, and Tyler and Parker, who will be first-time guests. The entire episode was recorded over Zoom while the group was driving to one of their shows in Orlando, Florida. Due to this, there are several parts of the episode with low-quality audio, or me completely dropping from the call due to connection issues. I apologize for all that in advance, however, I promise you that all of the Smooth by Santana goodness is still present. In the beginning of the episode, the audio is a bit off, however, after a few songs, the audio quality will improve, so please keep that in mind while listening. Alright, that's enough from me. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Is it better than Smooth by Santana? Is it better than the 1999 hit? Is it better than the multiple Grammy Award winning Smooth by Santana? Featuring Rob Thomas. Hello everybody and welcome back to Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana, the world's first and only musical comedy game show where there are no winners, no losers, just Smooth by Santana. You guys are in it for a special treat today because we have the first ever band competing today. It is The Late Nights. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you for having us. Fantastic, Mr. Mock.
Thank you, Mr. Mock.
We are happy to have you on the show. You guys are on your way to a concert, is that correct?
Yes, sir. We'll be playing in Orlando, Florida this week.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, thank you. I know you guys are all over the place. So thank you for carving out a little bit of time to be on the show. It means a lot. So I know we've had both James Way and Andrew Ferguson here. So you guys know how the show works, but we got two other members as well who have yet to be on the show. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
What's up? I'm Parker.
I'm Tyler Adelies.
And welcome, guys. Welcome. So, do you know what to expect? Are you a little nervous?
I'm just worried about getting James to fold because he's never going to agree with me.
It's not happening, dude. I have a system. I have a system. Perfect system.
So, being in a band, you guys probably have some disputes every once in a while. Do you feel like this could be the dispute that will break up the band, deciding on what's better than Smooth by Santana?
No, we never get in fights ever. We're like a perfect unit. Our minds are so similar. We never disagree, actually. It's just really cool.
That's a definite lie. But what we did decide is that for the purposes of this show, if we have a disagreement, we get to fight to the death, and then the winner gets to make the decision. So it won't be something that we necessarily have to worry about. We should be fine.
Darn, I wish I would have known that was the way, because a podcast isn't a great medium to be able to watch a fight to the death. But you know what? We'll just figure out who the winner is.
It's very audible.
All right. I'm excited to see how that plays out. Are you guys ready to jump into the show?
Let's do it.
So I don't know if you've heard,
but in 2020, scientists have discovered that Smooth by Santana is the exact middle point of all music. With the help of my guests, we'll listen to every single song that has ever been made and decide whether or not the song is better or worse than the Latin alternative rock classic. Eventually, by the end of the show's run, all music in its entirety will be classified into two categories. Here are the rules. We'll go through eight different songs from eight different genres by eight different artists. After listening to each one of the songs, it is up to the guest to decide whether or not the song is better or worse than Smooth by Santana. If the song is better, the guest will say, man, it's a hot one. If the song is worse, the guest will say, forget about it. One of those options must be chosen by the guest, but they're able to elaborate if they please by choosing a softer or hard option. For example, if it's much better, they can say that's a hard hot one. Or if it's slightly worse, they can say that's a soft forget about it. The song will also be played for you at home, so feel free to play along and email me your opinions at manisahotone@outlook.com as to whether or not the songs are better or worse than Smooth by Santana. All right. I think that covers everything. You guys ready for song number one?
Woo! Yes, sir.
All right. So every episode, I begin and end with a hit, a song that I feel like most people at home know. This one comes from 1984. It is a classic rock hit. It is The Boys of Summer by Don Henley.
Thank you.
right, that was song number one. That was The Boys of Summer by Don Henley. The song comes from Henley's second studio album, Building the Perfect Beast. It reached number 5 on the Billboard Top 100 and number 12 on the UK Singles Chart. The song won Henley the Grammy for Best Male Rock Vocal Performance and is ranked number 416 on the Rolling Stones Top 500 Songs. So take that as you will. So The Late Nights, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
All right, I'm going to start us off and say, it's a hot one, but it's a soft hot one. But the intro is just so good. I can't not. So, next opinion.
Yeah, I had actually never heard the song before. And now that I have, I'm kind of sad that I came on the show. I can appreciate it, but I think that's a soft forget about it, man.
So, here we go.
You want to go next?
Yeah, I'll go. I like the 80s because, you know, the synth stuff is really cool. I do appreciate the horn parts in Smooth, but I think it's a hot one. I definitely think it's a hot one. I'm going to base my opinion solely on I've heard very good covers of the Don Henley song. So to make a good cover, I mean, the original's got to be pretty good. But it's also a pretty simpy song, so that takes some points off, but I'm gonna give it a soft hot one.
Dude, and that's a good point because the Smooth is an anti-simpy song.
Right. Because
Smooth's like, make it real,
we do not,
but let's forget about it.
We do not
no simps.
Except you guys are simps because you voted for the simp song.
It subtracts the points. It's a soft hot one.
Okay.
So wait, we have 3 hot ones. And one, forget about
James
it.
James going to cave.
So that means James gets thrown out of the car and we move on.
Or if I can take all of you on right now.
Well, let's be real.
This is going to happen every time. Y'all going to vote yes for all of this?
Forget about it. No.
Official vote is now a soft hot one. And it's
a hot one. A soft hot one? All right. That's actually easier than I was expecting. All right. That was a good starting point. Are any of you guys fans of the Eagles or any of Henley's other work?
Who are the Eagles?
Shut up.
Actually,
you met the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. Actually, Alex, if you didn't know, they're called Eagles. No, we like the Eagles very much. We play some covers of their songs from time to time.
Maybe we should start doing Don Henley.
Maybe we should do Don Henley.
Forget about it.
Cool.
All right, so we'll start off with one hot one. We're moving on to song number 2. It is a 2021 alternative pop song. It is Life of the Party by Small Pools. That was song number 2. That was Life of the Party by Small Pools. Small Pools is an indie pop group from Los Angeles, California. The song comes from their most recent EP release, which came out this year. Forming in 2013, the group has had notable success and has played at major festivals such as Rock in Rio and Lollapalooza, as well as on late night talk shows such as Jimmy Kimmel Live and Late Night with Seth Meyers. All right, The Late Nights. Is it better than Smooth by Santana?
All right, wait, I got a big bet. Let's actually all say our opinion at the same time this time. I think we're of one mind. I think we can do it.
Okay,
y'all ready? All right, I'm saying 1, 2, 3, and then you say it, all right?
Okay.
All right, 1, 2, 3, forget about it.
Okay, cool.
Or else forget about it. Yeah, personally, I think one of the redeeming qualities of this song
is how they reference one of my favorite artists of all time, Garth Brooks, when they say, burn your ivory tower down, because Garth Brooks created that saying, famously from Friends in Low Places, right? I like that part. I might add this to my playlist, actually, but I think, how does it compare to Smooth by Santana? I don't think it does.
The song just doesn't go anywhere. It's just stagnant the whole time. Yeah. There's no dynamics or anything to it. It's just like a flat line.
And nothing's particularly unique about the song at all. Like, the vocals are just, I've heard that style vocal on a million other indie pop songs, so
yeah. Now, and here's the thing, Alex. Do I go to sleep and wake up thinking about Smooth by Santana? Sometimes, yes. I will never remember that song. You know what I mean? So there, that's our answer. It's a forget about it. Maybe a hard forget about it.
I gotcha. Do you feel like that may be the problems you guys address? Do you feel like that may be fairly common in the indie pop, alternative pop genre?
No, there's good indie pop. There's good indie pop.
I'm the least qualified to answer that question because
don't answer it.
I like that song,
but like I didn't dislike it.
I like pretty much all indie pop.
All right, so we're gonna go forget about it for song number two.
Yes, sir.
All right, for song number three, we're going back in time to 2010, and this song is a Celtic punk song. It is Golden Days by Sir Reg. That was song number three. That was Golden Days by Sir Reg. Sir Reg is a 7-piece rock group from Köping, Sweden. The band formed in 2009 and has released 5 albums since. The group has formed a following throughout Europe and has even toured with the rock group The Misfits. So that's pretty neat. So The Late Nights, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
I think we're all in agreement once again. If you want to count us down.
Let's do it. 1, 2, 3.
That's a hard one.
Hot one. No one said it, but
I forgot what the phrase was, but it's a hot one.
I wanted to see y'all's. I mean, I'm kind of soft forget about it here.
Oh, really?
No.
Really?
Look, the intricacies of Smooth, they're just so dynamic.
Is there an accordion in
Smooth? Gave Don Henley a hot one?
That's a very specific mood that you have to be in to enjoy that song.
I will concede.
Man, it's a hot one.
They give me, like, Foo Fighter, like, folk vibes, and what really brings them down is they're just some dirty Irishmen, and that's not great. So I'll give you that.
They're from Sweden, though.
Hold up.
All right. We're flying at 108 miles an hour down I-10 right now.
We're alive.
All right. I might need to cut that out.
Someone's rear-ending a F-150. In my defense, he did slam on his brakes. But we're good.
So are you gonna concede and give it a hot one like the rest of your bandmates want to?
I'll concede, yes.
Yes, you better concede.
While I understand what Parker's saying, that song, especially with its rhythmic changes and stuff, makes me want to like punch someone while drinking a full pint at the same time.
Yes. Go to the pub.
Yeah.
It makes me want to be a Guinness. Criminal.
Yeah. I want to be a criminal. And no, like drop kick a guy. Maybe even a baby.
I want to never share my emotions and only let it come out in like blind fits of like blackout, you know, like drinking nights, like that kind of thing, you know?
No, you're good. I was saying, are any of you guys interested in looking into Sir Reg a little bit more?
I think I'd do it.
I would
do it.
As a curiosity, I wouldn't listen to them often, but
no.
Well, that was song number three. We have two hot ones and one forget about. We are going to song number four. And this one is a request from a frequent listener, Rebecca Wallace. Thank you, Rebecca. And this is a 2017 indie beach pop song. It is Judy, You Hung the Moon by Harbor. That was song number four. That was Judy, You Hung the Moon by Harbor, a request from Rebecca Wallace. Thank you, Rebecca. Harbor is an indie pop group from Cincinnati, Ohio. The song was the final track on their second album, Heatwave. They are currently very popular in the Cincinnati area, have played at numerous local festivals such as Sunfest. So the Late Nights, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
I think I was wrong last time I guessed this, but I think we're all going to have the same answer.
Let me just say the vibes are immaculate. The song vibes are immaculate.
I do think it sounds like a song that would be produced by a band called Harbor. You know?
Harbor is good, but yeah. You know, I like some of their stuff. I have to preface by saying that Rebecca Wallace is amazing, and this is everything I expected from her in the best way. So... good, great choice, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Don't be offended when I think we say one, two, three, forget about it. Yeah. Yeah. Only a very, it's a soft one for me.
Slightly.
Immaculate vibes, Tyler's right.
It's just one of those songs you can like get lost in.
Mm-hmm. I was saying while we were listening,
you guys feel like-
I think it's like the 1975, if they weren't so depressed all the time, would sound like that. Because the vocal sounds like them, but then the song sounds like the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you guys feel like your opinion on the song would change if you're currently at a beach?
Oh.
Definitely.
It is a beachy song.
It might. It is a beachy song.
Possibly.
Gotcha.
But being in a car, not necessarily the beachy vibe.
No. It's starting to rain. It's not... yeah, it doesn't match up.
Was a mashup. I gotcha. So you think Harbor may have something going for them, or do you feel like, you know, just the genre as a whole doesn't really do them any favors?
I think it's a great song.
Yeah, it's definitely a good song. It's just not better than Smooth
by Santana featuring Rob Thomas.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah.
Of Matchbox 20. Yeah.
Yeah. In case the viewer or listener wasn't clear, that's what we're talking about.
I gotcha. All right. Well, song number four is a unanimous forget about it. We are halfway through the episode, everybody. We are moving on to song number five. And song number five comes from 2015. It is an R&B song. It is Coming Home by Leon Bridges.
Ooh.
coming home to your tender sweet love, and you're my one and only one. The world needs a bitter taste in my mouth, girl. You're the only one that I wanna be around.
That was song number five. That was Coming Home by Leon Bridges. The song was the title track for Bridges' 2015 debut album. The song and the album was nominated at that year's Grammy Awards and is considered Bridges' breakout release. So, The Late Nights. Is it better than It's Moved by Santana?
Let's go. Why don't we go around the car in this one? Because I'm not feeling the room here. So, I'm going to say I throughout the years have been very inspired by R&B music. I really like R&B music and soul music, especially vocally. And so I'm tempted to say this is a hot one. And I'm going to leave it at that for now.
For me, just deciding on vocal performance alone, I got to go with the Leon Bridges song. So I'm going to say it's also a hot one, a soft hot one.
Yeah, I think the conditions right now are not the greatest, so I'm not getting to experience this song in its full scope. The effect it just had on me makes me feel like forget about it, but I want to listen to it again with headphones when it's like quiet and like, you know, I feel like it's got potential and then maybe I'm just missing out, but I have to log it and forget about it.
I again thought the vibes were immaculate. The dude has an incredible voice. And it just the whole song, you know, it has this slow, like, driving feel to it that just kind of, it carries some weight behind it. So I'm leaning towards Hot One for those reasons.
All right. Yeah, and I'd say it's an easy fold to, like, yeah, Hot One, I guess. I want to listen to this again and, like, really, you know, get to feel it again.
Yeah.
So I think we're at a soft Hot One.
Soft
yeah,
hot one.
Yeah, sure. Average of a soft hot
one. It's a softy. It's sure. Definitely a softy
hot one.
All right. So there's not too much controversy there.
No, I think we're okay on that. We won't kill each other over that one.
No, it's yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds good. We're moving on to song number six. This one comes from 2011. It is a Americana track. It is Live Forever by Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors.
Laughter is the only thing that'll keep you sane. And this world is crying more and more every day. Don't let evil get you down. In this madness spinning round. I want you to live forever underneath the sky so blue.
All right, that was song number six. That was Live Forever by Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors. Drew Holcomb is an Americana group from Nashville, Tennessee. The group currently has 13 total albums, with their most successful being their 2015 release, Medicine, which reached number 47 on the U.S. album chart. And their most recent album release was Dragons, which came out in 2019. So, The Late Nights. Is it better than It's Moved by Santana?
Do y'all want to try all at once?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. One, two, three.
Forget about it.
Sorry, true Hong Kong.
Let's hear it.
Sorry, man. Well, I didn't know this until you said it like 3 seconds ago, but he had an album called Dragons, and that makes me think of Imagine Dragons, and I don't dislike Imagine Dragons, but because I had to think about them, it's definitely getting rated lower. You know? you know what I mean. It's, you know.
Dude has a good voice, but the song didn't really do much for me.
Yeah, it wasn't flashy in any way. I feel like it was just very monotone.
Yeah. It'd be a cool song to cry to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's about it. And I like some of Drew Holcomb's stuff. I've heard some of it before, but that one was nothing special to me, you know? That one doesn't make me want a salsa. Like another song that I know does.
Is it called Salsa?
No, it's called Smooth by Santana featuring Ron
Thomas. I thought you were talking about one of his songs.
So, I think we're going to go with a Forget About It here.
I gotcha. So, you guys kind of most notably said his voice was a little too monotone. Do you think maybe with a different vocal direction that song could have been a hot one? Or do you feel like it just wasn't a vehicle to get that status?
I like the voice.
Like, the melody of the chorus was very bland.
Yeah. It's very one note the whole time.
Yeah.
There was nothing about this song that, like, sticks out in your mind. It just felt like one of those generic kind of, you know.
It felt like a commercial song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. Commercial for Jesus.
There you go.
All right. So the dynamics weren't there. I gotcha. All right. Well, that was song number 6. We're going to have a Forget About It on that one. We have 2 songs left, and song number 7 in recent episodes has been reserved for a new release by a well-known artist. And this one is a 2021 country pop song by a well-known country duo, Dan and Shay. And this is their song, Good Things.
Oh, no. Oh, brother.
Said some things I ain't proud of. I wish I could take back. Never meant to make you hurt like that, no. For a while it was perfect. You made my world stand still. Oh, and something about you always will. So when it's late at night and you're still wide awake, if you're with your friends or you're lonely, when you hear somebody start to say my name, or when you think of me, I hope you think good things. Picture that night in Portland.
All right, that was song number 7. That was Good Things by Dan and Shay. The song will be the title track for the duo's upcoming 4th studio album. The album will also feature their song 10,000 Hours, which spent 21 weeks at the top of the Billboard Hot Country chart. And the group is about to embark on a 30-city arena tour in case you guys want to go see them. So,
hey, did y'all know who's opening for them on that tour?
No.
The band Camino.
No way!
Oh,
no.
Poor the band Camino.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
So the late nights. Is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Well, I think before we get into our verdict, I must point out, this song is called Good Things, and I would say it's not one of the good things, like, ever.
There are very few good things in this song.
It's not very self-aware.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it. Right, 1, 2, 3.
Forget about it!
Oh, my God.
So generic. So bland. Man. So cookie cutter.
Bro. And I love it.
No. Dan and Shay is like everything that's wrong with country music as a whole. And I only say that because I know that they'll never hear this, and so they won't be mad at me or beat me up for it. But, man. Do we all blame Dan?
I don't know. Shay's got to have some of the blame, right?
Okay.
I don't know who Shay these people too. Are, though, but...
But, yeah, just like, that ain't country, man.
Mm-mm. It's everything a middle-aged mom would want in a country song.
Or a drunk 19-year-old sorority girl.
Yeah, that's
as well.
True.
Yeah.
That's also true. Yikes.
Do you think they did a good job of what they were trying to go for, though, whether you like it or not?
They know their sound.
Oh,
yeah, they know their audience.
They knew exactly what they were doing with this song.
Yeah, I imagine that, like, they're fully aware that their souls just belong to
Nashville.
Hope you're still.
Oh,
dude. You're delayed.
Nope. Can we stop at the Chuck E. Cheese?
Dude, we should stop in the Rooms to Go Kids and, like, bounce on the beds and stuff.
Hey, Alex, so our recording's still going.
We're all mentally well, Alex. Don't even worry. All
right, there you guys are.
Hey. To cap it off for you, that is a super hard forget about it, and that is the official Late Night's opinion.
I liked it.
Unless Dan and Shay want us to open for them, in which case, love what you're doing.
We loved it.
Love the business sense. Awesome. You know what you're doing. We respect it.
Hit us up. I'm going to see them on their arena tour, and I'm skipping the opening act.
This process has made me realize how much I like Smooth by Santana. That's all I have.
I never expected to like this song this much.
It sounds like you guys are bigger fans of the band Camino.
We do like the band Camino. At least most of us do. I don't think James does.
I've never really listened to him,
214 was on the very first episode of the podcast, so shout out to the band Camino.
Berenstain is a good song.
I drive it now.
Haunted is a killer song.
Yes.
They have a lot of good songs. I like them. Now, wait, their recent stuff is trash.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. Their recent stuff is trash. But the old, the 214 album and the...
Their last album.
The last album was really good.
Self-titled? Try Hard.
It's Try Hard.
Yeah.
The orange one. That one's good. But yeah, all the singles recently are like... So...
Yeah. I gotcha. All right, we got one more song left.
No, let's do it. I'm ready for it.
Okay.
I'm feeling it.
Okay.
Okay. So as you guys remember, we begin and end each episode with a hit. And this one was anonymously requested. So this is an anonymous request. And it's from 2008. It's an alternative rock hit. And it is Use Somebody by the Kings of Leon.
Oh, no. Unlock the door now. I'm jumping out of the door.
We have to listen to
it. I'm not listening to
this
song.
We have to listen to it.
I'm not listening.
Let's go.
I'm plugging my ears.
Pull it up.
All right, let's get to the action.
That was the final song. That was a anonymously requested song. That was Use Somebody by Kings of Leon. I think you may see some strong opinions here. So I just want to let you know there is a spy amongst the group who requested it, but I'm not going to
reveal.
Oh, I wonder who it could be.
Yeah. So I think we all feel the exact same way about this song. Let's just say it on three.
Yeah. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Go for it. One, two, three. It's a hot one.
Hard, hot.
Wait.
Someone was a little quiet.
I was going to agree with you.
Oh, you're going to agree?
I was going to agree with you.
Oh, you are?
I have no bone to pick with the song. I have a bone to pick that it's the only song anyone plays by Kings of Leon.
Well, it's a certified banger. I think it's the best song that's ever been created. I think Tyler would agree.
Yeah.
The amount of times I played that song when I was 14.
It's not even the best song on that album.
I think it's maybe the best piece of art that's ever been created.
It really is. Yeah. You know, and we were talking about the bass line in the second verse, like, you know?
Yeah. Mm. Very good bass line. Mm. Very good.
And I think Tyler just doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. I have no problem with the song.
No. I think you're upset right now.
Right.
You sound mad.
I am. No, I'm extremely
upset. Dude, we're on the show. You gotta, like, let it come out.
No, I'm coping.
You're coping. Okay.
It's a defense mechanism. My therapist taught it to me.
He's compensating.
And we're gone.
And we lost him.
Dang it.
All right, well, this is phone only bonus content.
All right, what's up, guys?
Welcome to the Late Night
Show. Check us out on Spotify.
Welcome to the Late Night Show featuring Alex Mock.
Cinema by Benny Benassi.
Oh, okay. Can we give a vocal cover of Cinema real quick?
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Drop the bass. Wow, wow. All right, that was it.
Yeah, we were recording some bonus content while you were gone. Feel free to use that in the show.
That was a vocal cover of Benny Benassi's Cinema remix by Skrillex.
It's hanging in the loop.
That's a name I haven't heard in a while.
Yeah, I think he died.
All right. So what was the verdict, the final verdict?
Verdict is we're all right and Tyler's wrong. Hard, hot one.
Hard. Let the record show that I also said it was a hot one.
I don't, but he doesn't mean it though. Like, you can hear it.
I definitely mean it.
We're going with hot one, Alex.
All right, sounds good. Well, that is all 8 songs we've completed with less controversy than I was expecting. So that's very good.
We're a cohesive unit, so baby.
We're going to go over the answers, and we start off with The Boys of Summer by Don Henley. And that was, I believe, a hot one. I think there was some argument there, but it was a hot one. Then we went to Life at the Party by Small Pools, a 2021 alternative pop song. And that was a forget about it. Golden Days by Sir Reg. I think there was also a little bit of controversy, but we ended up with a hot one.
Yeah.
Then we had Judy, You Hung the Moon by Harbor. And I think it was a soft forget about it amongst the group.
Still love that song, Rebecca. Great song. Good job.
For song number 5, we listened to the 2015 R&B song Coming Home by Leon Bridges. I believe that was a hot one. I believe. Then we moved to song number 6, which was Live Forever by Drew Holcomb and The Neighbors. And that was a forget about it. Then song number 7, Good Things by Dan and Shay. I think you guys...
horns down for Dan and Shay. Unless they want to hire us.
And then...
Horns up.
Horns up.
Horns up.
So yeah, I guess that would be a forget about it then. Then we finish things off with You Somebody by Kings of Leon and the hardest hot one ever. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
You can quote us on that, and especially Tyler.
Yep.
Yeah. Great song. Fantastic song. That's the last time I'll listen to it for the rest of time, though.
All right. Well, those are all the songs for today's episode. I have a couple questions before we wrap this episode up. From each of you, what type of music are you currently listening to? Any song or artists that are on the rotation?
You want to go first?
Go around? Yeah, sure. I, as I mentioned earlier, I listen to a lot of soul and R&B. One artist that I've been into a lot recently is Alan Stone. And there's a song by him everyone knows Unaware, but what you need to go listen to is the American Idol Unaware duet with him and Dennis Lorenzo, and that song will kick your butt. That thing's awesome. So, moving on, James.
Yeah, it hasn't been that long since I've been on the show, and I've been pretty busy. I haven't had time to really explore, you know, my cultural musical palette. But I think I said last time that I've been listening to Wallows and Doja Cat, and not much has changed, except that I'm only listening to those now.
I only see those on your Spotify.
Yeah.
It's back always and Doja Cat.
Yeah, no, it's Planet Her came out. That's a soft forget about it. But I've been listening to a lot of deep tracks, and I'm trying to explore Wallows, but it's, you know, it's tough.
All right, Park?
I've been listening to a lot of soul, a lot of, you know, groovy tunes, a lot of Tom Misch lately. So I'm gonna recommend him. He's a great guitar player. That's a good one. Just funky stuff. Good chops.
Yup. Tyler?
I'm very generic and only listen to Kings of Leon and Greta. But I will throw a song out there from a band I've long time been a fan of. Sleeper by Snarky Puppy will explode your brain, so definitely give it a listen.
That's true.
Let the percussion nerd comes out in me, and it's just absolutely filthy.
That's true. And then right, I think
good
one
stuff,
thing
good song.
One thing that's worth mentioning is that up until this phone call and this entire trip, we have listened to Wolfpack the whole time. So
and nobody shouted out Wolfpack.
No one shouted out Wolfpack. Yeah. So it would be not right of us to not say go listen to Wolfpack.
They're too mainstream.
That's the end of it. So
they're sellouts.
They're Nashville sellouts.
All right.
So the second question we got for you guys, is there any song or artist recommendations that may be not as popular as they should be that you would like to, you know, let the world know about?
Well, I don't know if you've heard of this artist named Doja Cat.
No. Okay,
really into Doja Cat right there. Now. Oh, okay.
Let me see. Yeah, underground people, who y'all think?
I gotta see who I listen to that's underground.
Yeah, we might need a second to look through our deep tracks on Spotify.
I mean, always the new form.
Oh, you know what? I got one. Well, I can't.
You can't look it up, no, because we're recording.
Did it stop? No, it keeps recording.
Okay.
It keeps recording.
Okay.
I got one.
So let's take a 30-second search on Spotify.
Yeah.
Break.
Yeah.
The DGs.
You're good.
The DGs?
The DGs, yes. Oh. It's Foo Fighters' new disco band.
Oh.
The DGs. Absolute bangers.
Really?
I'm still waiting for more stuff from Silk Sonic.
Dude,
I'm waiting for more.
Dirty Honey is really good, but they only have one good song, and it's When I'm Gone.
That's
so
true.
Only listen to that song.
Oh, check out Hogjaw. They're a southern rock band. They're not great, but it's worth the listen. It's like it'll help you develop as a human.
Slate Cleaves.
He's coming to Baton Rouge.
Absolutely. Slate Cleaves.
Right. Slate Cleaves is going to be the Red Dragon listening room Wednesday, November 3rd.
Cool. All right, Alex, your next one is there's a song called True to You by Lucy Park that has groove, hard groove. So that's a really good one. Yeah. There's one more I wanted to find, but okay, I don't even know how to say the word. Atoll or Atoll or something. A-T-O-L-L by Napalm. Is so good. That's a good song. So there you go. There's some deep tracks.
Kiss Me Through the Phone by Soulja Boy.
That one's
really
also good.
He's like up and coming. Not a lot of people know about him. He's really good talent.
And that's Soulja Boy.
Yes. Spelled normally like you would find on Google.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Amen.
God bless the troops.
All right.
Final question for all of you. Is there anyone outside of music you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, I guess I can speak for all of us when I say the late nights, you know, we just want to throw a shout out to everyone around the world doing their thing every day.
Yeah,
what?
That was it.
What? Respect the grind.
Shout out to everyone around the world.
Shout out to the one person in Austin, Texas that listens to us because we can see
that's
it on
true.
Our Spotify.
I don't know
artists.
Who they are, but
it's
I love
like,
them.
It's one person, but shout out to that person.
Yeah. I have that too on my podcast. There's someone listening in like Poland, and I have no idea who it is.
It's a bot.
All right.
It's
shout
a
out.
Bot.
I would say shout out to Garth Brooks for art.
Yeah.
Too.
Oh. Shout out to not a shout out. Hey Garth, we got a problem. You blocked Tom Segura on Instagram. I'm gonna need you to unblock him, Garth. All right. The families are waiting. You need to let them. You need to give them the bodies. All right. He'll know what that means. He'll know what that means.
And shout out to Frank the Tank Fleming.
Yeah, that's good too. That's good too. All right. There you go, Alex.
Well, sounds good. Is there any final comments before we wrap this episode up?
James has horrible taste in music.
That was Tyler that said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Final comment. Thank you, Alex. You're, as always, the only possible human on this planet that can host this show.
Yep.
And that comes through with every episode that I'm a part of.
That's true. And you know, this podcast, it really owns up to being the one and only podcast ever. And so thank you for hosting the only podcast. It's really nice.
Yeah.
You're doing the Lord's work.
It's not easy having the only podcast in the world, but you know, someone has to do it. And why not me?
Yep.
I'm just proud of you for podcast.
Yep.
You're killing it, man.
Well, all right. Thank you to Late Nights for joining, and thank you all for listening. I'd like to thank the Late Nights' very own Andrew Ferguson for making the theme song. I don't know if any of you in the group have heard it, but it's a very stellar theme song.
The song isn't Smooth by Santana featuring Rob Thomas.
Wouldn't you believe it?
It's not. It's an interesting little ditty. So I suggest you go check it out. I also give a shout out to the Late Nights. Each episode at this point. So go check out the Late Nights. Go check out their EP, Sorry We're Late, and whatever other music you guys are making. I know Mr. Ferguson has a solo song he has out there called Constellation. Yep. So go check that out.
Don't support that. Just the Late Nights. We're not affiliated with Andrew Ferguson. You'll have to get him on again.
We don't know him. That's a different Andrew Ferguson on Spotify.
Yeah.
He goes to another school. You wouldn't know him.
Yeah.
If you have any song requests, please send them my way to manitohotone@outlook.com. And make sure you put in your hot ones and forget about it's in there as well. Hope to see you all here next Friday as we continue our journey through the wonderful world of music as to answer the question, is it better than Smooth by Santana? The Late Nights, thank you for joining. And I'd like to end this episode, like I like to end every episode, by reading my new favorite comment from the Smooth by Santana music video on YouTube. This one comes from a person named Amartya Sharistava, who says, "My cousin wants to listen to Taylor Swift. Should I hit him?" And a user named Bearman replied, "Club him." So.
Well, thank you for having us, Alex.
Just an average day in the comment section of Smooth by Santana.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you, the Late Nights, once again. And thank you all for listening. And don't forget, give me your heart, make it real, or else forget about it. I'm Alex, this was the Late Nights, and this was Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana, and I'll see you all here next time.